Welcome to the That's Good Sports podcast / mock draft. Will Keyes and I are going to mock the shit out of the first round of the NFL draft. People have been asking for the mock draft, Will, and I say we give it to them. I say we just give it to them.
Not just asking, but demanding.
Yeah.
Thoroughly, they want nothing else. Who am I to say no to them? Let's give it to them. Our 32 pick mock draft, whole first round. I've got the odd numbered picks. Brandon's got the even numbered picks. That means he's picking the Broncos. Unless there's a trade, it's unforeseen. We've already made one trade. Who knows? We could theoretically we could trade every pick if we wanted to, because it's our draft.
Right. We're not, because that would really fuck up my mocking.
Well, you got to be prepared for these types of situations. I'm telling you.
If I ever want to be an NFL GM, I think you're right.
Since you have 16 teams, we both have 16 teams, you could just trade with yourself, like whatever you see fit.
I thought about doing that.
I might give the Kansas City Chiefs pick away for nothing.
Because your hatred is so strong.
I see you're drinking a LaCroix, too.
Oh, yeah. I actually opened that just for you, Will.
Thank you.
All right. So before we get to the mock draft, I guess we could address some of the news that has happened. I mean, a lot of news has happened. But, I mean, I covered the Russell Wilson contract, which was the big thing yesterday. And then Demaryius Thomas decides to sign a one-year deal with the New England Patriots, which wasn't a huge surprise. But it's getting a little annoying seeing former Broncos go to the enemy.
Right, yeah. Well, you have Brandon Marshall going to the Raiders, which makes sense because he's from Las Vegas, and they're moving to Las Vegas next year. So you at least understand that. Demaryius Thomas, though, that's just a kick in the groin. There's no other way to describe it. It's a betrayal. It's an assault on our trust, and it dampers his memory a little bit, just a little bit.
You know,
unless he gets cut or plays terribly.
Yeah, that's the thing. He's either going to get cut or he's going to play okay and win another Super Bowl. The spectrum of what DT could go through next year is terrible to amazing.
Exactly, yeah, no, and he's coming off of an Achilles too, so.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's probably the biggest issue right. He's facing. I think for a guy his size, too, I think that injury is a little bit tougher to bounce back from. Emmanuel Sanders was Achilles as well, right?
Yeah.
Of Sanders, Achilles, he's smaller, not as much weight on it. I don't know if that's scientifically accurate, but I would imagine. Right. I don't know.
Yeah, plus this is the second Achilles tear for Demaryius Thomas. He tore it before the 2011 season. That was back when he was in his early 20s, so a lot easier to recover from that. Another thing is, like, you talked about in the video yesterday that you guys like Reggie Wayne, Eric Decker, Chad Ochocinco, probably some more that I'm forgetting. Like, honestly, like Torrey Holt or someone went to the Patriots and, like, didn't even make it to the end of, you know, training camp.
Yeah.
I think he's still better than all those guys.
DT, you think he's better than those guys? Yeah. I mean, I do too. I think a lot of people get through some Patriots training camp and they're like, fuck this. I've been in the league this long. I don't need to deal with this kind of bullshit another year. It feels like the Patriots do take a flyer on a veteran wide receiver almost every offseason.
And it almost never works out.
But, I mean.
Except for Randy Moss.
This year, I mean, they have a lot of production to kind of try and replace. So it'll be interesting to see what happens there. A lot of people are pretty indifferent about it. Like, who cares? Who cares that DT went there? The Broncos already traded him. Who cares? Well, you know what? If you don't care about Broncos going to the Patriots, what do you care about? What do you care about?
Is there anything that moves the needle for you anymore?
Yeah, exactly. Let me ask you. What's The trend, I mean, it started with like Mike McCoy going to the Chargers, Dennis Allen going to the Raiders, Jack Del Rio going to the Raiders.
Like, even before, Eddie Kennison quitting and going to the Chiefs.
Yeah, I mean, like, just go outside of the division and don't go to the Patriots is all I ask. And then I will wish them all well. But
that still leaves you like, I'm not a math guy, 27 teams, right?
Right.
That's a lot of teams.
Yeah,
come back to Denver, too. I'm sure they weren't trying to sign him, but still.
Yeah, I mean, the car wreck and all that other shit DT had going on, like, he's got an uphill battle for sure. But also on Twitter today, I saw that Florida is going to release the Robert Kraft sex tape. So everybody get ready for that.
Where are they releasing it? Like Spank Bang or – Pornhub?
Yeah, and I think in select theaters around the country.
Oh.
Probably, man. You know, probably more of a hip movie theater like the Alamo Draft House.
South by Southwest?
Yeah, exactly. They'll be their own, like, booth there. And no, you will not, you can't go to that booth and receive pay for sex. So don't even ask.
Yeah, like, I'm not, obviously not a lawyer yet, but I don't – like, how do you think this, like, happens? Like, do they just, like – they just have a full-scale trial with a full jury, people sitting in, and they just, like, wheel out, like, one of those TVs, like, when, you know, there's a substitute teacher in school. Yeah.
It's an old tube TV on one of those metal cage stands that rolls in, right?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then they just, like, pop in a VHS of Robert Kraft getting his old – dirty hog cranked off.
Yeah, or they have it on laser disc for some reason. One of the big fucking laser discs.
For some reason, I just pictured it on VHS, and it's like still kind of grainy.
Yeah, no, it'll be grainy.
And like rewind and fast forward a bunch of times.
Yeah, I mean, the courtroom, I think that is an interesting scene to imagine. Mm-hmm. I guess it's per Florida state law or something. They're supposed to release it, so that's why they're doing it. It will be interesting. I don't know if it's going to be – if they're doing that today or tomorrow. I'm sure I'll have to make a fucking video about it. But I find that far more interesting than the two-hour NFL schedule release going out on NFL Network and ESPN tonight.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, things that like I actually don't care about, DT going to the Patriots, do care about seeing what the schedule is. 5 months before an actual game is played, don't really care.
Right. 5 months, but the draft hasn't even happened yet. Like, we still don't, teams aren't even complete yet.
Yeah.
It's like the most I get out of it is like, oh yeah, that'll be a good game that week, probably.
Sure. Or like, yeah, seeing when they play on Monday Night Football.
Right.
That's awesome, I guess.
But anyway, I think this mock draft could take a while. I don't know how long it's going to be. But we should just start. What do you say, Will?
Let's get into it. Yep. Can you do like the ESPN like chime?
Boom, 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 boom. Ding.
All right, Roger Goodell is walking out. He's getting booed.
Boo! Oh, Tennessee hates you too, Goodell.
Boo. Thank you and welcome to the 2019 NFL mock draft presented by That's Good Sports. The Arizona Cardinals are officially on the clock.
And to help me pick, I have Marcus Mariotti's.
Mario Mertelli.
Martowski. Mario Andretti. Mariota's name was one of my favorite draft moments ever.
It's very simple. It's very simple.
It's one of the most important names of that year, and you fucked it up.
Just didn't even try to practice it.
And I'm not saying, like, it's easy to say all these guys' names, but
no.
Since it's Goodell and since it was he the first or second pick?
It was the second overall
pick. Yeah, since it's the second pick and we knew he was going to be the second pick for weeks, it was that was his best moment. Anyway, you're on the clock, Arizona.
All right. I'm on the clock. You know what I'm going to do?
What? You're going to trade your pick?
No, I'm not going to trade it.
Okay.
I'm going to take Quinnen Williams, linebacker. No, defensive lineman, Alabama. I'm not taking Kyler Murray. I'm sticking with Josh Rosen.
Oh, Quinnen Williams. Now this is going to really shake things up.
Good.
Wow. I feel the pressure of what NFL teams feel now.
All right, now imagine Goodell hugging Quinnen Williams. Quinn Williams. Very awkwardly.
So Kyler Murray still on the board.
Kyler Murray is still on the board. The Oakland A's do not have a pick in the first round, so he's not going back to baseball.
Okay. Alabama. Right. Quinnen Williams, Alabama, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Which brings up the San Francisco 49ers with the second pick.
Which is my pick. Let's see here. 49ers. We San Francisco 49ers are going to take Nick Bosa.
Nicky Nick. All right.
Nick Bosa. We're putting him, obviously, the 49ers added D Ford.
Yep.
So maybe they'll have an edge rush this year. Then you've got DeForest Buckner, Solomon Thomas on the inside. And with Nick Bosa's ultra-conservative tweets, Will, mm-hmm. I think he should fit in nicely with a guy named DeForest. I feel like they're going to be on the same page politically with what they support. Although some of Bosa's tweets were critical of Beyonce, and she dropped a new live album today, which is, I think, is a sign that is going to curse Nick Bosa's career.
Any Nick Bosa diss tracks involved?
I don't know. I haven't listened to it yet. It's live, so I doubt it. It's probably the same of the other songs. You don't shit on Beyonce. That's all I know.
Sure, why not?
Well,
all right. So yeah, Nick Bosa goes to the 49ers. We've got two Bosas in California now. So that brings up the New York Jets. So the Jets, they're set at quarterback. They're not set, maybe, but they took their quarterback last year. They added a running back.
Fair enough.
Le'Veon Bell in the offseason. That was their big pickup.
Right. And C.J. Mosley.
C.J. Mosley as well. I'm going to go ahead and take Josh Allen out of Kentucky.
Oh, you son of a bitch. Rusher. You son of a bitch.
Sorry.
Bitch.
Yeah, we got two big-time Josh Allens in the AFC East now. I can't wait for Josh Allen to sack Josh Allen.
This is BS. I did not see this coming, Will. This really screws up my next.
He's been mocked in, like, every mock draft for the Jets.
He's been mocked to other teams, too, okay?
Fair enough. I just didn't want
to. Also, Will, I did not look at any of the players – your teams might be selecting when I mocked my own draft.
I'm guessing this is why the Bills traded up to 4.
Yeah, I had a trade. I had
Josh Allen's.
I had the Bills trading up with the Raiders to take Josh Allen because.
Well, you should have traded up to 2.
Well, just let me finish. Well, to select Kentucky edge rusher Josh Allen, a Josh Allen on defense plus a Josh Allen on offense means the Bills. We'll still lose to the Patriots this year,
yeah.
Only by 3 points. Also, John Gruden, you don't give no fucks about edge rushers. We know that. But since I got to adapt here, okay. Raiders do not trade with the Bills. And now at 4, we'll select.
Take the trade back.
Fuck yeah, I did. We'll select Kyler Murray.
Damn it. All right.
Quarterback. So I have the Raiders taking Kyler Murray, which I assumed you were going to have the Cardinals take, but I should have known you would have tried to trick me.
Tricked you. I tricked you, but good.
Yeah, this. I feel like this mock draft is just about tripping up the other person.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think Kyler Murray, everybody thinks he's the best quarterback in the draft, except for guys who don't like short people, which is a lot of people in the NFL. So it'll be interesting if the Arizona Cardinals don't pick Kyler Murray, I think that's going to really shake up the entire first round.
It's going to cause like the biggest ripple effect in this entire draft, which I still like. I think, what would you say the percentage is that they keep Josh Rosen? Like 20%, 25%?
The Cardinals?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, maybe even less than that. I mean, if they draft Kyler Murray, there's, well, here's the thing. Like, if you drafted Kyler Murray, it wouldn't be bad to have him and Josh Rosen on your roster, except for the fact that Josh Rosen would obviously want to be a starter. But in terms of what they're going to cost you financially.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, both of them probably cost less than Chase Daniel combined, I'm sure.
Right.
So, no, yeah, in like a vacuum, it would be awesome. But, yeah, you'd rather have like a second or first rounder for Rosen than just keeping him as a backup. Anyway, the Buccaneers have the fifth pick, Bruce Arians. I'm assuming he likes a pass rush, so I'm giving him a pass rush. Ed Oliver out of the University of Houston. Gerald McCoy is getting old. They need someone to rush the pass up the middle. He's a versatile player. He's a strong player, five-star recruit.
Ed Oliver, you're going to Tampa
Ed
Bay?
Ed Oliver, yeah.
All right. Well, let me mark him off the board.
Off the board.
Yeah, he's like a hybrid defensive lineman, edge rusher. He can move anywhere on the line. From what I've been told, I've never watched him play a snap of football.
You've been studying, yeah.
Here's the fun thing about a mock draft. You don't really have to know what you're talking about. You just have to look at a bunch of other mock drafts and be like, okay, this guy's probably pretty good.
You're exactly right.
So I've got the sixth pick now, right, for the New York Giants?
Yep.
The New York Football Giants.
Not to be confused with the baseball or hockey or basketball Giants.
Hockey?
Yep.
Who are the Giants in hockey?
There are no. Just in case.
Okay.
No basketball Giants either.
Oh, that's true. I got stuck at hockey. Okay. I think the only people who don't seem to think the Giants need a quarterback
are the Giants.
Are the Giants, yeah. New York, they've gone out of their way to upgrade their offensive line, and they've done that by trading away Olivier Vernon. But starting to be a little run on edge rushers here, Will.
Sure is.
I think with a good right tackle, though, the Giants would have a complete offensive line. I don't think Chad Wheeler is very good. And between Chad Wheeler and Spencer Pulley as a reserve center.
I happen to know that Chad Wheeler watches this show, so.
Oh, shit.
Can you please not speak ill about him?
Oh, sorry, Chad. Wheeler. Yeah. You know Chad Wheeler?
Wheeling and dealing.
But let's see here. Who do I got? Fuck it. They're going to pick quarterback Dwayne Haskins.
I like it.
From Ohio State.
The Ohio State University. All right. That brings up
mostly because I think that'll make things easier for me later on in my own mock draft.
Probably. All right, so the Jags, we're jagging off here with the seventh pick. A lot of needs on offense, aside from quarterback, because they just signed Nick Foles this offseason. Kind of sad that you can consider running back a need after taking Leonard Fournette in the top five like 2 years ago.
Ooh.
So troublesome there. We could go a lot of different directions, but I think I'm gonna go a little out of my way here. I'm gonna take T.J. Hockenson, tight end, out of Iowa.
Shit! God damn it, Will.
Give Foles someone to throw to. He was productive when he was throwing the ball to Zach Ertz.
No, that's fair.
T.J. Hockenson to give him a little security blanket.
I really was going to have him go to the Detroit Lions.
Stuff.
Because I think they have Eric Ebron envy in Detroit.
Not like they had him for like 5 years or anything.
Yeah. So, okay, you've got tight end, Jags. That actually makes sense. So the Detroit Lions, they're on the clock. Their needs, tight end's one of them. Wide receiver, offensive line, corner, defensive line. Ooh. So basically, I'm trying to decide right now for the Lions. Ah, man. Do I want
a new head coach?
No. See, I think their defense is starting to get pretty good.
An indoor practice facility.
They've got a solid defensive line now. Okay. I think they could use a big upgrade. Ooh, this. Do I go linebacker or corner? Linebacker or corner? I'm going to take for the Detroit Lions because I think this is what Matt Patricia would have done with the Patriots. I'm going to go corner Byron Murphy, Washington.
Okay.
There's no consensus, like, number one corner, right?
Nope, not really.
They're saying basically Byron Murphy, Greedy Williams, and DeAndre Baker are kind of like
– those are the three guys.
The three guys. Everybody's sort of kind of swapping in and out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'll go with that because I think with their defensive line, they solidify their corners. Their defense might actually
Murphy on one side, Darius Slay on the other side. They're definitely high up there in the all-confidence team. Which leads us to number nine, the Oakland Raiders, who traded with the Bills and then traded back, I'm assuming for the same exact compensation.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so the Raiders could go pretty much – here's the thing about the Raiders. They could pick up pretty much any position.
Yeah.
They're pretty bad all around.
Also because – we have no idea what John Gruden's plan really is.
No.
That dude is all over the map. The way he's constructing his team is the way I think his brain actually works.
Oh, yeah. No, it's just – yeah. No, he just woke up one day, turned on NFL Network, agreed with something that Mike Mayock said, and, you know, called him up and said, you're going to be my general manager now.
Exactly. All right, who are you picking? Who are the Raiders picking?
I'm taking Rashawn Gary out of Michigan.
Oh, sorry, no. This is the Bills, right?
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Cause
yeah, it is the Bills.
The Bills went back to four.
That's right. Oh, yeah. Am I the trade confused? Okay.
Yeah, the Raiders
that changes
went things. Back to four. Yeah, you're picking for the Bills. Sorry.
All right, so who did the Bills already take? Or, no, Bills didn't take anybody. All right. What do the Bills need then? They could use a lot of things as well. You know what? Fuck it. Same pick. Rashawn Gary.
Oh.
Edge rusher out of Michigan.
Yes, Rashawn.
Great high school career. Immensely talented. Featured a lot on All or Nothing with the Michigan Wolverines. Not super productive in college, but hey, why not? He seems like a very – his last name's Gary, which I feel like it fits in Buffalo. Just a nice blue-collar name.
So yeah, not? No, that's a good point. Oh,
I think that's shit. What they think about in the draft room.
Number
which brings
10.
Us to number 10.
Broncos sitting here at number 10 with pretty boy Drew Lock staring them right in their stupid faces.
Yep.
But.
Uh-oh.
But. Wow. They've got the best tackle available. Jonah Williams from Alabama.
Got Juwan Taylor.
But how boring would it be if in a mock draft I mocked a tackle to the team I love?
Yeah, you get a lot of people to turn off right now.
We've got Devin White, Devin Bush. Ed Oliver's gone.
He gone.
Okay. But I'm gonna pull a stunt here, Will. A shocker.
Okay.
I am going to select Jerry Tillery, defensive interior from Notre Dame.
Jerry Tillery.
Jerry Tillery.
Sounds like a made-up name. I'm looking. He's not top 25. He's not top 30. Still looking. Oh, ranked 35 on NFL.com's prospect rankings.
Yeah, that's NFL.com. Some other ranking systems will have him as the second best defensive interior player. Also, I saw him mocked 31 to the New England Patriots. And I said, you know what? Instead of letting those bastards get the guy they want at 32, have the Broncos take that player because he's obviously the guy they need.
Right, yeah, the guy that they want in their mock draft that was not selected by them. All right, that makes sense. Okay, Jerry Tillery. One good thing came out of Notre Dame this weekend.
Sorry. Notre Dame, hot right now.
It's okay. I'll read.
Nobody got hurt, right?
No.
Okay.
It's a building. It's a very cool building.
Historic building with a rich history.
Yeah, and they'll rebuild it in like, you know, a month, I'm sure.
Okay, so hold on. Let me tell you why I took Tillery, okay?
Okay.
Highest pass rushing grade among interior defenders in college football.
Awesome.
There we go.
Cool. I'm sure if this is the actual pick, people would riot in the streets.
People would lose their – see, that's why I'm doing it here.
Even more people Broncos fans call for John Elway to be fired.
People are going to be really pissed I didn't take Devin White.
Yeah.
But you know what? It's a mock draft. That's the thing. It doesn't matter.
It's true. It really doesn't. Speaking of Devin White, that's who the Cincinnati Bengals are taking at 11. They could go corner – or they could go quarterback, but I think – Zach Taylor gets a year with Andy Dalton, mostly because Mike Brown orders it at gunpoint.
Okay. No, I mean, yeah. they lose Vontaze Burfict.
Right.
That makes sense. So, Bengals take Devin White because Brandon Perna really screwed up the mock draft with his selection. Jerry Tillery, you're an idiot, Perna. Well, guess who's not an idiot? The Green Bay Packers, Will.
Yep.
The Green Bay Packers. Wide receiver DK Metcalf of Ole Miss is basically who Aaron Rodgers thinks about when he's having sex with Danica Patrick.
DK and Danica, you know.
Yeah. Geronimo Allison, he was supposed to be that big target for Rodgers, but two years he's been there, kind of still developing. DK 6.
Geronimo could never take the leap forward.
No, he couldn't. DK, everybody knows, 6'5". Also, the top receivers in this draft are all of their names are initials. DK, yeah. JJ, and AJ, I think.
Yeah, even like Nikhil is just like basically just like an N and then the word Keel.
But yeah. So I think DK Metcalf, Ole Miss, is who the Packers take.
Okay.
Aaron Rodgers is the GM now. Everybody knows it. And I can't think of a better guy in this draft for Roger to throw go routes, back shoulder passes, and fades into the end zone. Like, that's one of the things Rodgers does better than anybody. And I think this is, like, the kind of receiver he's never really had. You know what I mean?
I think it's – shoulders are literally too bulky for him to, like, turn them around to catch a back shoulder.
No, his shoulder catches it.
Oh, fair enough.
Yeah.
He just, like, flexes and traps the ball in there. Yeah. Yep. He's like a chess piece that can, like, only move, like, forward or back.
Right. Which, I think with Davante Adams on the other side, like, that's fine.
That's fine. Yeah, no. DK, of course, stands for Dick Cannon. Everybody knows it.
Dick Cannon?
Yeah. Cannon with a K. All right, the Miami Dolphins. Their quarterback is Ryan Fitzpatrick, so they're set there. a lot of different directions they can go.
Yeah.
I have them taking Montez Sweat out of Mississippi State because they lost Cameron Wake. He's a free agent. He's also really, really old. And I think they could use a little extra pass rush. Robert Quinn, I think, is gone too. So, yeah, get some, you know. They got a defensive head coach. I think his first pick will be on the defense. Get a little pass rush. He knows that you need a solid pass rush to get to Tom Brady. Montez Sweat, ungodly fast at the combine for a man his size. So plug him in, get your 10 sacks, and get out.
Do we know for sure it's Sweat or is it Sweet?
Pretty sure it's Sweat. I don't know, though.
Because it could be either, right?
Sweat's pretty salty.
Yeah, but Sweet's not.
It can be. Well, no. Actually, I'm wrong. Montez Sweat.
Okay, so that's the pick 13. Pick 14 is the Atlanta Falcons, and part of me wants to take Drew Lock here just to screw up your Washington Redskin potatoes pick.
Yeah, I think you get – all right. Go ahead. Do whatever you want.
I mean, who else would Washington take?
I know who Washington's going to take.
It better be Drew Lock. Right. Falcons, okay. Is Vic Beasley any good? I have no clue.
Really, no.
I have no clue anymore. I think the Falcons' biggest needs are defensive line, edge rusher, and basically, Will, you've just drafted edge rushers this entire time.
Is that right? Yeah, no, you're right.
All you're doing is taking edge rushers. They could also use help at guard or right tackle because their right tackle currently is Ty Sambrylo.
Yeah, Juwan Taylor and Cody –
Yeah.
No, Jonah Williams still on the board.
Yeah. Here's the tricky part here. Jonah Williams, better prospect, but he's a left tackle, and they need a right tackle.
Sure. I think he'd move over if they needed him to, but sure.
Yeah, I'll take Alabama.
Just the whole team?
Jonah Williams, tackle from Alabama.
All right. Good pick.
Right.
All right. So the Redskins potatoes, they obviously need a quarterback after Alex Smith's leg was torn in half by a pack of wild dogs. Colt McCoy is not going to cut it, in my opinion. Case Keenum, probably not either. He might start a few games. But he's not the long-term solution, obviously. So what better pick than Daniel Jones, quarterback out of Duke? Daniel Snyder is going to love a quarterback with the same name as him.
Crazy.
Pretty obvious pick. He's got the pedigree. Kind of sucks. So a fantastic fit with the Redskins. I think this is a home run for them.
Okay. I like it. So now – 16, we've got the Carolina Panthers. They kind of have needs all over the place. Defensive line, offensive line, linebacker, safety, wide receiver. Safety Derwin James fell to 17 last year. This is kind of a similar spot. This year's best coverage safety might be Nasir Adderley, if that is how you say his name. He's from Delaware. I've never heard of him, but they say he might be the best coverage safety.
All right.
He should go to the Carolina Panthers. Let's see here. They have young corners. They extended Eric Reed. But, yeah, I'm going to go safety. Well, Greg Olsen, he's didn't retire, right? Greg Olsen's going to play for another year.
Yeah, he's going to plant that third leg down and play another year.
Let me just double – Yeah, give me Nasir Adderley, Delaware safety.
Awesome.
Yeah, you don't even have him on your list, do you?
Maybe, maybe not.
Giants. They already took Dwayne Haskins. What do they do now? Take Drew Lock?
No, No, I'm taking Greedy Williams, cornerback out of LSU.
Okay.
They need a corner. Who knows, like, Janoris Jenkins at any time could get embroiled in a very complicated murder case. Any sort of thing could happen.
They got to replace Eli Apple, right?
Right, yeah. Very productive Eli Apple.
And
you never have too many corners, I think. So.
And they lost Landon Collins, so.
They did.
Secondary can use all the help it can get.
Mm-hmm.
I'm kind of starting to look at, like, safeties and corners kind of interchangeable. Like, having one guy that can kind of play in both positions because, like, teams need so many people in the secondary.
Yeah, that's a good point. Kareem Jackson types.
Right. Okay, so that was pick 17. Giants take corner Greedy Williams. Then we've got Minnesota Vikings at 18.
Yep.
If the Vikings don't draft an offensive lineman with their first five picks, they're fucking idiots, Will. Their line is terrible. It's been bad. But who's a bigger idiot than the Vikings, might you ask? Me.
Probably.
Me, Will, and that's why I'm having them select quarterback Will Greer, the perfect guy to replace Kirk Cousins in 2 years, the most vanilla quarterback in the league, Kirk Cousins.
I like it.
They need somebody.
That's a bold pick.
They need somebody with some feistiness.
Okay.
And I think that's Will Greer.
Yeah, he's going to sit on the bench while Kirk Cousins puts up 32 touchdowns to 8 interceptions and goes 7-8-1 next season.
Doubt it.
It's also very sad that they took a running back 2 years ago with Dalvin Cook, and they still need a running back.
Yeah, did they?
Or maybe they just need someone to, like, run the ball more, like actually physically call run plays.
Yeah, did they get rid of – Latavius Murray's gone, right?
Yeah, he's gone. He's with the Saints.
Yeah. The Vikings need a lot of offensive line help. So
that they do. So it makes sense.
I took a quarterback. They would probably take the best available lineman.
What's the quickest way to improve your offensive line? Get a good quarterback.
Get a good QB.
Throws early. That's not Will Greer, but it could be. All right. Tennessee Titans at 19. I feel like they're a quarterback away from, like, the playoffs slash a deep run in the playoffs. Like, they're pretty set in most positions. However, I don't think they're going to take a quarterback because they still have Marcus Mariota on his rookie deal, and they just signed Ryan Tannehill, too, to be his backup. So I don't think they're going to clog the quarterback room with a first-round quarterback. But they do need help at tight end.
Oh, my God.
Because Delanie Walker is old, and they need to improve the offense. So I'm taking Noah Fant out of Iowa.
Oh, cool. Real original.
Yes. Thank you.
Delanie Walker is getting old.
It's getting old. It's getting crusty. Still pretty fast.
All right. So that goes – that's 19. Moving on to 20, the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Yep.
I say the Steelers draft like this. Corner, linebacker, receiver, corner, linebacker, safety, corner. Secondary, it's been a joke the last several years. Ryan Shazier's injury left a hole. Very big, Will. Very big. And James Washington, he was only a rookie last year, but I don't know if he can replace the production from Mr. Big Chest himself. They added Dante Moncrief this offseason. You already have Greedy Williams off the board. I already took Byron Murphy. Those were the corners I liked for Pittsburgh. Devin White's gone. Oh, shit. So what do I do here?
You got Devin Bush. You got DeAndre Baker at corner as well.
I'm going DeAndre Baker for the Steelers. I think they would benefit from more help in the secondary.
I think you're right. All right, so addition by subtraction this year for the Steelers. Moves on to the Seattle Seahawks, who may not be able to pay any of their draft picks now that they signed Russell Wilson to a behemoth contract. They have pretty much always needed help on the offensive line, and they've pretty much always neglected it, which is probably why Russell Wilson asked for so much money, because he could just be pulverized, you know, 10 feet below sea level at any time right. with that offensive line. this is the year they put an end to it, so I'm taking Jawan Taylor out of Florida.
Yeah, that makes the most sense there.
Probably not going to be on the board this late anyway, but
probably not. But since we're drafting the way we're drafting, this would make a lot of sense.
Nope.
And it doesn't fuck up my next pick, which is the Baltimore Ravens at 22. And I think their dream scenario would be a guy like Devin Bush falling to this position, since they lost C.J. Mosley to the Jets. Devin Bush, Michigan, is their selection. If not, they would have to get a wide receiver, preferably one who's good at catching inaccurate passes.
Preferably.
Or is really good at run blocking for his quarterback. But Devin Bush.
All right, so that brings up the Houston Texans with the 23rd pick. Can you go a lot of directions here? Lamar Miller's kind of on his last legs with the Texans.
Ooh. Yeah, no running back selected so far.
Yeah. He's a wide receiver to complement Will Fuller and DeAndre Hopkins. Obviously, Demaryius Thomas isn't returning. Could probably use an offensive lineman as well. Could use a corner too. You know, they lost Kareem Jackson and Kevin Johnson this year, but the three big corners are taken already. So I'm going to go wide receiver, and I'm going to go A.J. Brown out of Ole Miss.
A.J. Brown, huh?
A.J. Brown.
That makes sense to the Texans, although I feel like they would go offensive line. What am I, 24? Is that where we're at? Yes. Oakland Raiders, again. Like the Steelers, another really shitty secondary. Might as well throw the Chiefs in that discussion.
Full defense, yeah.
Man.
I'm realizing we haven't taken Drew Lock yet, and there's like very few teams that would actually take Drew Lock that are left.
Oh yeah, Lock just fell out of the first round.
Packers at 30 is a possibility. So is the Chargers at 28.
I'm gonna take edge rusher Florida State Brian Burns for the Raiders.
Burnsy.
Yeah, he'll probably go higher, but
according to who? According to who?
According to my sources.
Fair enough. 27th ranked player on NFL.com.
Overall?
Yeah.
So going 24 to the Raiders at a position of need, I would say that's
– they're all positions of need for the Raiders. All right. Ooh. Philadelphia Eagles.
Da Eagles, as they say in Philadelphia. Da yes. Eagles.
Sure. I'm going to take Andre Dillard, tackle out of Washington State.
Smart.
Because
not what I would have done, but Jason very smart. Peters
isn't going to be there forever. And when he is not there soon, then he can slide in and play left tackle.
Okay. That's pick 25. Pick 26, we've got the Indianapolis Colts on the board. Had a fuck ton of money to work with this offseason and just didn't. Didn't really use much of their money.
Unfortunate.
Biggest needs, probably wide receiver. You could say defensive line, maybe some safety help.
Yeah.
Defensive line, they could use depth behind Marcus Hunt, Danico Autry. The edge, they did add Justin Houston. They have Jabal Sheard. Those guys are getting older. There's a lot of depth at edge here. If one of the Bushes fell, nope, they're not. I thought maybe a a linebacker next to Darius Leonard would be really good for that defense. For me, there's only one man they can draft, though, Will. One man only. And it's going to be a little bit of a reach for the Colts.
Okay.
Right now, safety, Malik Hooker, is turning into a very good free safety. So if they don't draft Amani Hooker from Iowa, so their safeties are just a couple of hookers, I will question GM Chris Ballard's very existence. Give me Amani Hooker.
I like it. I like it. A couple of hookers.
Iowa. He's from Iowa.
Patrolling the secondary. Who's up next?
You are.
No, I know, but what team? Sorry.
The Raiders. You got the Raiders again.
Oh, yeah, the Raiders. I'm taking Josh Jacobs out of Alabama. He plays a little bit like Marshawn Lynch.
Oh, you're going that running back.
Yep, Josh Jacobs, first running back off the board. Never ran for 1,000 yards, I don't think, at Alabama, but still. Talked about him in our running back video.
Yeah. Well, that hasn't gone up yet. We're going to. Hopefully tomorrow for that.
But yeah, keep an eye open for that one. Should be good.
It's going to be so good.
It's going to be really, really good.
Because nobody's talking about running backs this year.
No, indeed. So you'll learn a thing or two. And you might laugh along the way.
Okay, that's pick 27. AFC West will stay in the AFC West with the Los Angeles Chargers. They have two needs, in my opinion, offensive line, defensive line. They could draft a right tackle, a guard, a center. Also, defensive interior. I think Joey Bosa and Melvin Ingram would benefit if they had a dominant nose tackle or guy in the middle. So...
taking Drew Lock.
They're going to go Drew. Yeah. I'm going to take nose tackle Dexter Lawrence from Clemson.
That's a good pick.
340 pounds of pure gristle.
Extremely, I hope it doesn't happen.
Athletic for a big man. Doesn't have the killer instinct like Dexter Morgan, if you will. No. Oh, pretty good.
Good one. Good one. Dexter, he's a technician. He's a scientist. He's got a laboratory. That one wasn't as good.
Chargers just got better.
All right. From one AFC West team to another.
Drew Lock to the Chiefs.
The Chiefs here.
They don't want to pay Patrick Mahomes. 29.
They could basically use anybody on the defense. They could arguably use a little bit of offensive line. Would never hurt to take a running back, given that Kareem Hunt left Kansas City kicking and screaming. Tyreek Hill, potentially the same situation. So you got needs on both sides of the ball, which is why I'm taking kicker Matt Gay out of Utah. The 29th overall pick in the NFL draft.
Chiefs go kicker. Does not surprise me one bit.
That's right. Matt Gay, Utah.
There you go.
Is 26 out of 31 on field goal attempts in 2018. Long of 55.
And that was at altitude.
That's right. Yeah.
Okay. So we've got the Green Bay Packers selecting again in the first round. This from the Saints. Oh, boy, there's a lot of players left. I gave him a wide receiver.
Yeah.
I think they're going to go
– Drew Lock.
No, I'm going safety Darnell Savage from Maryland.
Okay.
That guy – somehow I missed that guy for the best named players video. Pair him with Adrian Amos. He's a hard hitter, I think. I mostly just like his name. I'm just going to be honest.
Understandable. We got pick 31 is the LA Rams.
LA Rams, of course, known for Eric Weddle and Clay Matthews now.
Yeah. I think that they could use some help on the D-line. I think they could always get to the quarterback a little bit more. And they signed Clay Matthews this offseason. I don't think that's going to really help out that much. He's been pretty – I don't know. I think he's been over the hill for a couple of seasons. Re-signed Dante Fowler, but I think they get Cleland Farrell out of Clemson.
Cleland is how you say his name.
Cleland Farrell, yep.
I thought it was Cillian.
Like Killian Murphy?
Yeah, exactly.
Next James Bond.
That's how I was saying it in my head. And that takes us to the final pick in the mock draft, the New England Patriots, who have had their first round draft pick revoked after Robert Kraft tried to pay for sex from Roger Goodell's wife. So the 32nd pick has been given to the Denver Broncos, where they select Drew Locke, quarterback from Missouri.
Unprecedented. I love it. Everything falls our way. This is one of our best drafts in years already.
Actually, if that happened, I would have them taking linebacker Tavon Coney, Notre Dame.
So they're doubling up on Notre Dame defenders in the first round.
Yep.
Bold strategy.
It's the year of the Notre Dame.
It's not. It's clearly not.
Where there's smoke, there's fire, Will.
Jesus Christ. Oh man. All right. So let's recap the draft. So we'll just alternate again. My first pick for the Cardinals was Quinnen Williams out of Alabama.
Second pick, 49ers, Nick Bosa.
Third pick, New York Jets, Josh Allen, Kentucky.
Fourth pick, the Raiders, Kyler Murray, quarterback, Oklahoma.
Fifth pick,
not Texas A&M.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, fifth pick, Tampa Bay Buccaneers took Ed Oliver out of Houston.
Sixth pick, New York Giants take quarterback Dwayne Haskins.
Seventh pick, Jaguars took TJ Hockenson out of Iowa.
Tight end.
Yep.
Eighth pick, Detroit Lions corner Byron Murphy, Washington.
Ninth pick, Bills select defensive lineman Rashawn Gary out of Michigan.
Tenth pick, Denver Broncos, Jerry Tillery. Nobody ever heard of that guy until I picked him at 10, mother lovers. Here's my question right now to anybody listening, because there's probably only Broncos fans who stuck around this long. Picking a guy like that, does that piss you off in a mock draft? Or does that make you think, like, hey, maybe that guy is pretty good?
Leave a comment.
Let me know. Let me know what you think.
11th pick, Cincinnati Bengals took linebacker Devin White out of LSU.
Great pick for them. 12, Green Bay Packers wide receiver DK Metcalf. Was he the only receiver we had go?
No, AJ Brown.
Okay.
I think, right?
Yeah, you picked another one.
Okay. And then the Miami Dolphins took defensive lineman Montez Sweat out of Mississippi State.
14, Atlanta Falcons take offensive tackle Jonah Williams from Alabama.
15, Washington Redskins take quarterback Daniel Jones out of Duke.
16, Carolina Panthers, safety Nasir Adderley, Delaware.
17, New York Giants take quarterback Greedy Williams out of LSU.
18, Minnesota Vikings quarterback Will Greer, because Kirk Cousins is boring.
19th, Tennessee Titans take tight end Noah Fant out of Iowa.
20, Pittsburgh Steelers cornerback DeAndre Baker, Georgie.
21, Seattle Seahawks take Juwan Taylor, tackle, out of Florida.
22, Baltimore Ravens linebacker Devin Bush.
23, Houston Texans take wide receiver A.J. Brown out of Ole Miss.
Okay, there you go. Oakland Raiders, edge rusher, Brian Burns, Florida State.
25, the Philadelphia Eagles have apparently selected nobody.
Oh, sorry, I forgot to put in your do your work for you.
God damn it.
Got to do work on yours. Who did you have the Eagles take?
I can't remember.
Oh, my God.
It was a defensive lineman, I think. I think it was shit.
Was that?
That wasn't Farrell.
Farrell from Clemson, or
no? Oh no, it was Andre Dillard.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, so the Philadelphia Eagles at 25 take tackle Andre Dillard out of Washington State.
There we go. This is why we recapped it.
Yep.
26, Indianapolis Colts. Colts. The Colts.
Good Nance.
Safety, Armani Hooker, Iowa.
Armani Hooker sounds like an oxymoron. 27, the Oakland Raiders take running back Josh Jacobs out of Alabama.
After the Colts acquire Armani Hooker, they have been purchased by Robert Kraft. Oh, dear God. Somebody stop me.
Don't buy anything Armani for a hooker, please.
It's not Armani. It's Armani.
Yeah, same. For the purpose of the joke.
Okay. 28, Chargers, Dexter Lawrence, defensive player. Of being on the defensive line, Clemson.
There you go. 29, Kansas City Chiefs take kicker Matt Gay out of Utah.
Perfect. 30, Green Bay Packers, safety Darnell Savage, Maryland.
And then the Rams at 31 take defensive lineman Cleveland Farrell out of Clemson.
And then 32, after their pick was taken, the Patriots don't get to pick, and the Broncos take Drew Lock or Tavon Coney, linebacker.
Both, potentially both.
They just take both.
Yeah. A package deal.
Cool. All
right. There's our first ever mock draft. I can't wait to see how many we got right. Probably anywhere from 80 to 90%. There's always a little bit of, there's going to be some trades that mess it up.
Yeah, I mean, your first overall pick of Quinnen Williams could really have screwed up everything.
That's okay. That's what I think is going to happen.
No, it's
all
fine.
Of these picks are what I think is going to happen.
I would rather us kind of...
Oh, my sources are telling me too.
Just try to look at it a little bit differently, different perspective, you know? You don't learn anything by just being a follower, Will. And we
That's right.
follow.
No, we came here to lead.
Anyway, the draft is what? A week and a day away?
Yeah. This will be a week away when you hear this or watch it. If you're watching or listening on a Thursday.
Oh, no. This will go up tomorrow morning.
Which will be a Thursday.
Yeah. So a week away. Yeah, I got what you're saying.
Yeah. Yeah. It's one way of saying it's next Thursday, the 25th.
Yeah. The draft is a week away, of course. And this is our mock draft. I'm excited for the NFL draft. I honestly think it could be a little unpredictable. Maybe I'm wrong.
Let's close this out by talking about, like, what do you like to do during the draft? Like, do you have any weird traditions that you do every year when you watch the draft?
I take notes so I can make a stupid video about it that night.
Any food that you like to get?
No.
Special?
Like draft-themed food?
Yeah.
I only eat food that soldiers who were drafted used to eat back in the Army days.
That's stolen valor.
What?
That's stolen valor.
Stolen valor.
Yeah, sorry.
Isn't it valor?
Yes, and it's also Cillian Farrell.
What do you have a tradition or some shit? Is that what you were asking?
No. Last year I ate a pizza and then fell asleep at like pick 21 and woke up around pick 28.
It is nice, like, the Broncos picking in the early part of the draft. That's when shit's exciting.
Yeah.
That's when, like, everybody's into it. When your team's picking in the late 20s, everybody's stopped giving a shit. You know what I mean? So I think, like, being on social media, it's fun when your team's picking higher. Obviously, it sucks because it means your team sucked, but...
Do you miss, like, the Saturday morning first round? As opposed to Thursday?
Oh, when they used to do it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I used to like that.
They did. Yeah, they used to do if anybody like hasn't or started watching the draft within like the last 10 years, they used to do the first three rounds on Saturday.
Yeah.
The last four rounds on Sunday.
No, I would prefer they still do it that way. But I mean, I get why they do the whole primetime event and enough people watch it. For me, it's like, oh, I should try to get a video up Thursday, late Thursday night now, because that's when everybody's going to be talking and caring about the first round. And then people want to look at it Friday morning. So if I don't do it Thursday night, then I get screwed out of algorithmic views. So to me, it just is an inconvenience. And I'd rather like think about some of the shit I want to say, but like usual, I'll just fucking half ass wing it with your help.
Yeah. I can't wait.
I just hope another Tack McKinley F-bomb happens. That was the best.
That was a pretty great moment. Yeah.
That was so good. Deion Sanders shaming him for swearing.
This is a live mic, Tack. How are you going to tell a man named Tack, short for Attack, to not swear on live television?
Could have done it without the swearing, guys. Could have done it without the swearing.
Cut out the... Yeah, we don't work blue here.
Shut up, virgin. Calling Deion Sanders a virgin.
I don't know. Does he have kids?
No.
No way to prove he's not.
Never had any kids and never talked about how he regretted all the three ways he used to have.
Yeah, same here.
All right, so you made it through our mock draft. I don't know if this will be on the podcast channel or my main channel. But whatever one it's not on, make sure to check out the other one.
It's going to be on the ESPN channel is where it's going to be.
Should be.
Yeah, I agree.
All right. Thanks for listening or watching, whatever you do.
Have a good draft.